How does one attain confidence? That holy grail of personal esteem. Just like most good things in life, it comes through the method which tries the least to achieve it. The method that involves having bigger things on your mind than the outcome that can be prestigiously shown. So confidence is that thing which we all admire, yet it is the product of a genuine indifference to be seen as the contrary. So when you stand before others, and you will if you do anything worthwhile, you will almost certainly be scared. And scared not of what you look, sound like, or seem like, but of what others will think you look, sound, and seem like. Anticipate this. Because if you are like the most of us, you are still so naive from the existential position in which you stand. But just because you are scared doesn't mean that your words must come from the same place. In saying those things which make you feel stronger, there is a potential for you to open up and to approach that place where the elevated mimetic of the person you aspire to be can sing through. Where that person can come to life, if only for a brief moment where you no longer hold any concern related to the petty trivialities of life that bake the rest of us to the ground. In this place, you're not speaking with certainty, and if you get the impression that you are, you have gone in the entirely wrong direction. You are, instead, speaking from a place where you are paying due tribute to the ideas you believe can help others. They are not absolute prescriptions, but they, if articulated well, can tease the point that holds the potential to shift one's perspective and shine new light on dark graves. There comes a point, after doing this so many times and after facing the harshest truths, that you will hold no second thoughts. You are going to die, and you may not feel the severity of that right now, but this is only because it's an idea that you have never sufficiently approached the reality of. I say this not to scare you, not to shame you. I say it because this is the life that you and I get to live. To hold on and carry the weight of what-ifs is too much to bear. And though this thing is going to be hard, why make it any harder than it has to be? The confidence you seek cannot help you in the same way the cart cannot pull the horse. And so what makes you lose the need to feel confident? What makes you lose the desire to appear as if you could be enough? What brings joy to your life after the fact that it put you in your place and showed you how much of a fool you can really be? How can you bring yourself closer to death so that you may emerge closer to life? All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that episode. The blog post for this specific episode is on the website, memeandmeaning.com. If you want to support the podcast, you can leave a review, like, share, all that good stuff. Until next time, think about these things, talk about these things, and live well. Later.